In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The season of Lent begins today. It is an extended time of preparation for our celebration of the Paschal Mystery, the Passion, Death, and Resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. This preparation takes place in several ways. Lent is a time of penance. When we remember our past sins, we ask for God's forgiveness, and we resolve to do better in the future. It is also a time of purification, when we discipline ourselves through the practice of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, in order that we may share in some small way in our Lord's sufferings, and thus come to experience the joy of his resurrection on Easter Sunday. Lent is also a time for spiritual reflection and self-examination. How do I understand myself and my life? Do I truly see myself as made in the image and likeness of God? How do I experience the love of God in my own life? And how do I share that love with others? These are some of the questions which it is always appropriate for us as Christians to ask ourselves, and especially in this season of Lent. We may not have all the answers, but if we do not ask questions, if we do not examine our spiritual condition and seek for spiritual goods, we shall never find anything truly holy and lasting in our lives. And so I would suggest that Lent is also a time for transformation. You know, our word Lent comes from an old English word for the season of spring. It is that time of year when the earth puts forth new growth, and when after the cold of winter, new life returns to all of nature. In the same way, our spiritual lives can be restored and refreshed and can bring forth new life, not by our own efforts, but by the grace of God. Just as the earth lies open and receptive to the warming rays of the sun and gentle showers of spring rain, so our souls must be open to the mercy and loving kindness of our God. To do nothing in the spiritual sense, but to be quiet and still and trusting in God, is the most difficult thing of all. It is something that perhaps only the saints may truly experience in this life, but as Mother Teresa liked to remind us, we are all called to be saints. And to help us on our path to sainthood, there are many wonderful ways to participate in this season of Lent. There is our daily Mass at 7 a.m. and 12 noon. Lent is also a wonderful time to experience the sacrament of penance and renew our relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the confessional. It is also a great time to make a visit to the Blessed Sacrament, to say the Rosary and the Stations of the Cross. And it is also a wonderful time to help with some service projects or charitable activities, such as helping with the St. Vincent de Paul Society, or by visiting the sick in the hospital or nursing home, or by giving witness to the sanctity of human life by participating in the 40 Days for Life. It is also very appropriate at this time of year to read the Bible or some other spiritual works. And I hope that all of you will be able to take advantage of some of these activities and that some of you can take advantage of all of them. I would also remind you of the Church's rules for fast and abstinence during Lent. All Catholics 14 years old and older are obliged to abstain from meat and meat byproducts on all the Fridays of Lent. In addition, all Catholics aged 18 to 59 are obliged to fast as well as to abstain from meat on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday. Fasting means that you are permitted only one full meal on those days. Two other meals, which must together be smaller than a normal meal, are also permitted. And finally, in addition to the traditional Lenten devotions, it is customary to make some special sacrifice during the season of Lent. This may mean giving up a favorite food or drink, or some activity or amusement, or performing some special works of spiritual or corporal mercy. We have received the blessed ashes on our forehead, which symbolize our penance and our purification. Let us remember that God created us to serve him in love and holiness, both here in this world and in the world to come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.